From Greenville, South Carolina, we present
Let the Bible Speak.
Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the opening portion of a message called Things to Remember, part of his series in the book of Joshua. In chapter 23, Joshua is now an old man, shortly to die. Almost from the edge of the grave, he exhorts the children of Israel to remain faithful to the Lord, who had delivered the land of promise into their hands. In verse 11, he says, Take good heed unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. As Dr. Cairns will show, this passage contains a solemn warning to the unsaved to flee to Christ without delay. However, the major emphasis is to God's people to be diligent in following the Lord. In the course of this message, we'll see a number of things that we must remember if we are to go on with God. In the first place, we must keep before us what the Lord has done for us. In His grace and love, He has given His people rich promises, which He has never failed to fulfill. May the Lord help us to take these reminders to heart in these days of forgetfulness. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will commence this message. First, we invite you to listen to this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning by Morning.
Our text for this morning is found in the prophecy of Ezekiel, chapter 15 and verse 2. Son of man, what is the vine tree more than any tree, or than a branch which is among the trees of the forest? These words are for the humbling of God's people. They are called God's vine. But what are they by nature more than others? They, by God's goodness, have become fruitful, having been planted in a good soil. The Lord hath trained them upon the walls of the sanctuary, and they bring forth fruit to His glory. But what are they without their God? What are they without the continual influence of the Spirit begetting fruitfulness in them? O believer, learn to reject pride, seeing that thou hast no ground for it. Whatever thou art, thou hast nothing to make thee proud. The more thou hast, the more thou art in debt to God, and thou shouldst not be proud of that which renders thee a debtor. Consider thine origin. Look back to what thou wast. Consider what thou wouldst have been but for divine grace. Look upon thyself as thou art now. Doth not thy conscience reproach thee? Do not thy thousand wanderings stand before thee, and tell thee that thou art unworthy to be called His son? And if He made thee anything, art thou not taught thereby that it is grace which hath made thee to differ? Great believer, thou wouldst have been a great sinner if God had not made thee to differ. O thou who art valiant for the truth, thou wouldst have been as valiant for error if grace had not laid hold upon thee. Therefore be not proud, though thou hast a large estate, a wide domain of grace, thou hast not one single thing to call thine own except thy sin and misery. O strange infatuation, that thou, who hast borrowed everything, shouldst think of exalting thyself, a poor dependent pensioner upon the bounty of thy Savior, one who hath a life which dies without fresh streams of life from Jesus, and yet proud? Fie on thee, O silly heart!
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Turn this morning to the book of Joshua, and we are nearing the end of this book. It's chapter 23 this morning. A long time ago, I started what I thought would be about three messages on chapter 1, and they have sort of expanded to encompass the whole book. We're going to start reading at verse 1. It came to pass, a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel, and for their elders, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I'm old and stricken in age, and ye have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you. Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain, to be an inheritance for your tribes, from Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And the Lord your God, he shall expel them from before you, and drive them out of your sight. And ye shall possess their land, as the Lord your God hath promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them. But cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. For the Lord hath driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase a thousand. For the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you as he hath promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. Else, if ye do in any wise go back, and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you, know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you. But they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your side, and thorns in your eyes, until ye perish from off this good land which the Lord your God hath given you. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Therefore it shall come to pass, that as all good things are come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, so shall the Lord bring upon you all evil things, until he have destroyed you from off this good land, which the Lord your God hath given you. When ye have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods, and bowed yourselves to them, then shall the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and ye shall perish quickly from off the good land which he hath given unto you. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading from his own precious word for his name's sake. The approach of death always sets life in its true perspective. Joshua felt that very deeply. As an old man of well over 100 years and just about to die, he felt that he had more than ever a very urgent message for the people whom he had led for so many years and through so many great experiences. So he called the leaders, the officers, those who would soon follow them to the leadership of Israel, and spoke to them, after which he addressed the entire congregation of Israel. The theme of Joshua's address, as in the light of death he sought to set life for these people in its true perspective, the theme is the same whether he's speaking to the officers or to the ordinary people. That theme is clearly expressed in the words of verse 11 of chapter 23, when he says, "Take good heed," or "be diligent to remember." That seems to me to go to the heart of everything that Joshua wants to say to the people of God just before he leaves them. Take heed. Be diligent to take heed. I think that that's a message for every man and every woman, and certainly for all of us gathered here. This last week I have stood day after day after day at the bed of approaching death. I have watched the breathing become more and more labored. Life begin to recede further and further. And eternity come nearer and nearer. And every time I looked at that deathbed, as on every deathbed that I have ever had to visit, I have felt this helps you understand much of what the Bible says by way of warning. If you could have stood there, I think you would understand why Joshua, on the edge of the grave, issued this warning, and he cried with all the energy that God would give him, men and women, take heed. Take heed. Some of you here this morning, despite the advantage of being born into a Christian home, despite the advantage of hearing the gospel from ever you can remember hearing anything, despite the advantage of a Christian education, despite the advantage of gospel preaching week after week, despite having a Bible in your possession and the praying people surrounding you, yet you are headed carelessly and thoughtlessly toward a lost eternity, caring nothing of God, nothing of Christ, nothing of your need, nothing of grace, thinking only of the things that now seem to allure and satisfy for a little while. Men and women, young people, the words of Joshua would come to you if you're unconverted. You're yet without Jesus Christ, if you're trampling the gospel beneath your feet, turning a deaf ear to the invitations of grace, take heed. Time is passing quickly by. Death and judgment draweth nigh. To the arms of Jesus fly. Be in time. There is a message of solemn warning, even for the unconverted. I would admonish you today, as one dying man to another, that you would waste no time in considering how it stands between your soul and your God, and you would flee from the wrath which is surely to come on all who know not the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. But it has to be said that the message Joshua gave was intended preeminently as a warning to those who profess to be God's people. It is a message that stands today in all its pristine power, and it is as pertinent to us as it was to Israel. It's a message about those things that we must be diligent to remember if we are to live in the blessing and in the power that God has for His people. Things that we as Christians are to remember if we're to live in the blessing and power of the gospel. First, We can learn that we should remember what the Lord has done for us. This is what Joshua's message in these chapters 23 and 24 is all about. Read them again and you'll find that Joshua is seeking to impress upon the people of God just how great things the Lord have done for them. Remember what the Lord has done for you. That's the message. Stop and think as you read this passage again this morning. He has given to us, His people, rich promises, and He has not failed to fulfill them. I may come back to the words of verse 14 and give them separate consideration, if the Lord wills. But this is one of the great statements of Scripture regarding the faithfulness of God. He says, "You know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof." The Lord has given us, His people, exceeding great and precious promises, to use Peter's term. Exceeding great and precious promises. And the great thing about the promises of God is that they never go without being fulfilled. The Lord keeps His word. One of the great statements Paul made, my wife loves this so much, she has it done out as a little plaque. It's a verse that I hear her quote again and again. It's a verse that, to be honest, very often boggles my imagination, where God is speaking of His faithfulness. And He goes so far as to say, "Even if we believe not, yet He abideth faithful." Now that's not an excuse for unbelief. It is rather a support for faith. It is saying to you that the faithfulness of God depends not on us, it depends on Himself. It depends not on how much make-believe we can screw up within ourselves. It depends on the character of God. He abideth faithful. He always keeps His word.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.